in our binyan, machloikis between the Ramban and Tosfos, the Ramban slash the Rambam and Tosfos, in understanding whether or not there are two mitzvahs over here, or one mitzvah, and are there fundamental differences. That's on a level of the Oraisa. And therefore the Ramban says that Hadar, for some reason, does still apply to the mitzvah of Smachtam, even though it's an independent mitzvah. And the Ritva explains, because Hadar is different, that Hadar is Mishana de Min, and it's not the same entity. So you need to be Mesameach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that separate mitzvah with the entity that we're referring to, even though you don't have to do it with the same Maisa Lekicha and the same Bailus and the same Lachem that the first mitzvah would require. That's where things are divorced and separate. Masha'en came, comes the mitzvah derabanan, the Zeichel HaMikdash, the Gemara Memala for Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he's metakin at Takana that we should take the lulav for Shivas Yomim. There, Reb Chanina was not makbid about Hadar, although it is Hadar, because Hadar doesn't apply to that mitzvah derabanan. Whereas Taisis assumes Hadar does apply to the mitzvah derabanan. And we would have a shiloh halacha l'maisa between Tosfos and the Ramban, if we have a shiloh of Hadar, whether or not Hadar applies b'shar yomim, and might affect our pitum falling off, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, svek svekis. But one really needs to focus on that issue. Why is it that the Ramban could say, when it comes to the derabanan, we don't care about Hadar, and Tosfos will say that we do care about Hadar? Especially in light of the Ritva that I just told you, that the reason why the dimension of Hadar applies to the other days of Yontif is because Hadar is essential to the Chefts of the entity, the Min. So if so, how could that not carry over to the Mitzvah Derabanan? The Ramban himself is getting in trouble. He who explained, and the Ritva explained, B'daito, why Hadar, as opposed to Lachem, applies to the separate mitzvah of Usmachtem, and doesn't apply, and Lachem doesn't apply. But you yourself are telling me that when it comes to Reb Chanina, it was a problem of Hadar and not Chaser, unlike Tosfos, and yet you're saying it doesn't apply. What's the Hesber in the second dimension? Rabbi said there's so many machloikism going on in this machloikis Tosfos and the Ramban that are going to have nafkaminas la'alacha, but how does one understand that? How do we approach that? So I'd like to suggest the following idea based on a briskerov. Briskerov is in Menachas on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara Menachas on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph presents a machloikis between Abaye and Amemar. Right? Abaye and Amemar? Abaye says that a person, like we do, should count the Yamim and the Shavuos in the Sefiras HaOmer like our practices. We do two counts. Now, there is a lot to talk about just about that double counting that we have. Is that one mitzvah? Is it two mitzvahs? Are they separate entities? Are they one mitzvah? Is the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer d'oraisa, d'rabbanan bizman hazeh, machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam? And can you, what? Not if you're doing it for takanas d'rabbanan. And that which it's, perhaps that can split. Rabbeinu Ruchma is of the opinion that what? That the mitzvah to count days is d'oraisa, the mitzvah to count weeks is only d'rabbanan. Why would a person split between the two? Not for now, it's for a Sefiras HaOmer shiur. Another time, we could talk about that. What the difference is between the mitzvah of counting days and the mitzvah of counting weeks, Mala. But Abaye says the mitzvah to count days and the mitzvah to count weeks. Comes along Amemar, what does he say to Abaye? Just count days, don't count weeks. Why? How does the Gemara end off in Menachos? With the following words. What? What? Zeichel Mikdash. So what does that do? So Rashi explains, fundamentally against the Rambam, that the mitzvah is only a mitzvah on a level of Derabbanan. Why would it only be Derabbanan, Rabbi Yisrael Bezman Hazeh? Why wouldn't Sfir Sa'imer be Deraisa, according to those Rishonim who think it's Derabbanan?
Because then we would have Karbonos.
Because we don't have Karbonos. Yeah. The Tzvira is totally midaraisa on the Omer, and we don't have that Kravas Omer, so it can't be daraisa. So any Rishon that holds that it's not totally on the Omer probably holds what? Probably holds why? Because not totally on the Omer. Or Malik, maybe he holds, Reb Chaim says, that you could be makrav Karbonos Bezman Hazeh. That's a fancier pshat. That's what Reb Chaim explains in Das HaRama. But the Raman Paskins, Kitchel Shaito, Kitchel Asablova. But not for now. I don't understand. So if everyone's holding his Derabbanan, so why did Abaye and Amemar argue whether or not you should count weeks as well? So Zokta Eile Briska Rav, and he says, let me explain to you why Amemar is saying. Says the Briska Rav, Zeichel Mikdash means that what the Gemara concludes, and what Amemar is telling Abaye, Zeichel Mikdash means, a Zeichel. A little block in your house that you don't fill in. You remember a time. Aber, it's not a formalized mitzvah derabbanan kitikuna that you have to do with all the details and all the halachas. So if I'm trying to just remember the olden days, remember what was, it's sufficient for me what? To just count one day. To just count days. I don't have to do all the details of the mitzvah, I already fulfilled my tafkid of a zecher. Similarly, says the Briska Rav there in Menachis on Daf Samech Vav Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully. You have the following paradigm when it comes to the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was metakin for what purpose, Rabbi Yisai? For a zecher lemikdash. And yet, says the Briska Rav, the psulim that apply to one don't apply to the other. Namely, what, Rabbi Yisai, where's the Briska Rav coming from? There's an argument that maybe Hadar won't apply the other days. Right? Says the Briska Rav, why? Because it's a Zecher. And a Zecher, you don't have to do in full force. You just have to do something epis that reminds you, that's similar. Zecher to the Talmud Rebbe. Zok the Briska Rav, that's the same pshat. Says the Briska Rav, that's also pshat in the Baal HaMor and the Ran in the end of Pesachim, why you don't make a Shechiyonu when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. Zok the Baal HaMor because it's a Zecher. So what? So it's a Zecher. What the Baal HaMor meant is it's not a formalized mitzvah. It's just a memory. It's just a recall. It's just episamashu that's similar to what existed in the Zman HaBeis HaMikdash that we should remember. Azeicha LeMikdash. Rabbi Yisai, what we are being explaining right now in our das, right now in our sugya, is that this Briska Rav that explained the Machlokes Abaye and Amemar, that Zeicha LeMikdash Zokt Amemar is that what? It's not a formalized mitzvah, Vaharaya. You find by Lulav that the psulim don't carry over, hadar won't carry over, that gufa is going to be a machlokes Tosis and the Ramban. Whether or not the mitzvah to take lulav on the other days, was it a takone? And therefore the psulim that exists by one, or most of them should apply and hadar will apply? Or no, was it just a zecher, and even though on a level of the deraisa you would have all these halachos, and according to the Ritva, that it describes the Etzem Amin. And if you don't have the Etzem, if you don't have Hadar, you're missing the Etzem Amin. The Ramban would say it's just a Zecher, and therefore it's fine. So his whole explanation, L'chayra, according to our analysis, is a Machloikis, Tosis and the Ramban, on the level of the Rabbanan, which ultimately extrapolates from their Machloikis on a level of the Raisa, if there are two mitzvahs or one mitzvah. So we have a double Machloikis on the level of the Raisa, and on the level of Derabbanan, what the nature of the Zecher was. Was it a formalized Takana Derabbanan, or was it just a Zecher? Yeah, Schultz.
According to the Briska Rav, when it comes to the Zecher, it's clearly just saying it's more just like, it's not an actual like thing that you're doing.
It's more right. Just like an actual, it's not mimicking the actual Doraisa that existed.
All forms Because if you like,
I don't think it could be all fun.
Can't be. Yeah.
Why?
I mean, there are times where we have like a day fair where we're actually doing like a formal misa.
No. I don't think he means that it's not a formal misa. I just think he's just saying that it's the nature of the rabbis instituting it was not with all the details of the etzah mitzvah. You didn't have to do the mitzvah. You could just do partially, and that would be sufficient.
The mitzvah is only Zeklitzis Mitzrayim.
What mitzvahs are only Zeklitzis Mitzrayim? Just because the Torah says that we say Kiddush Zeklitzis Mitzrayim doesn't mean the whole purpose is Zeklitzis Mitzrayim. That was Rav Soloveitchik Zvart, actually Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zvart, that he answered the kasha that Chassam Sofer asks. If we say Afin Hayobos Anes, so why shouldn't Nashim be Chayavos in Tefillin? Because Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. So the answer is, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, is that there's a difference between Lefarsim Es Anes, mitzvahs that are Pursuming Nisa, that are really dependent on the Nes to publicize the miracle, and there's mitzvahs that one of the attributes is that it's a memory to Letzias Mitzrayim. It's a good point that you're pointing out, but that's an important integral distinction. Yeah.
The Briskerovs would say that if we hold that Zechel Mekdesh, you can use like a rotted out glove in davening, and like it's okay because it's because like you don't have to do it full.
I mean, it's not the Briskerov. The Ramban holds the Ramban and the Rambam hold Beferish that Hadar doesn't apply the rest of the week.
So then it's fine.
We don't paskin like that.
According to them, and
Tzvardim, right, I think the Mechaber quotes the Rambam. Yeah, it would be halacha l'maaseh according to that. Yeah. Hadar wouldn't apply, right?
It's a
fundamental machlekes, yeah.
Just to clarify, when you say that it's not a complete takana rabbanon, but if it's like a
zecher, yeah.
The rabbanon weren't been talking, they should do it full force with all the
zecher. Right.
So the question is whether it's takana rabbanon that we're continuing to
hit. Exactly. On a level of the rabbanon, right. Exactly. It's exactly what he's explaining, right. And therefore, he's explaining that's why you'll find some distinctions, right. But Taisus Lachar would disagree with that. And Taisus said, "You don't have halder. You're missing the etzem mitzvah." And the Ramban say, "I don't care. It's not. It's still sufficient for a zecher." Good. So everybody say. Yesterday we developed this Ramban and machlokes between the Ramban and Taisus as to whether or not there's an entirely separate mitzvah in the second part of the pasuk. Usmachtem l'tnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim, that has nothing to do with lakachtem l'chem, and it doesn't even have to be owned by you. It just has to be you being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days, and you don't have to own it. And the entire Gemara was talking about a daraisa until it got to Lamed Vav. And we said the Rambam is similar, but even more emphatic about this idea that it's a totally separate mitzvah, because the Rambam holds all the psulim, even Hadar, will not apply to this other mitzvah of Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem. So, Rabbi, I have some interesting questions based on this chiddush. Whereas Taisus, we said yesterday, hold that there was one mitzvah, one pasuk, and there's a mitzvah to take the lulav and to own it the first day everywhere. And there's a mitzvah to be mamshich, that mitzvah, says the Baal Mor, everywhere when it comes to the Mikdash. Comes along the Chacham Tzvi in his Tshuvas and Siman Tes one day. Says the Chacham Tzvi in another tshuva, other than keeping one day on Yantif. Says the Chacham Tzvi, what happens if you don't have a lulav and an esrog that fits the criteria for the first day? But I do have a lulav and esrog that fits the criteria for the other days. Should I take it or should I not take it? Says the Chacham Tzvi, perhaps you should still take it. Why should I still take it? I'm not being Mekayim in the mitzvah. Malik, why would he say that you should still take it? It's the first day.
So then you're still doing it.
Says Malik, perhaps you can still fulfill the mitzvah derabbanon on the first day. You hear? Yeah, well, you say a bracha the rest of Yontif.
You're saying a bracha on what? On the zecher or the...
On the zecher, you're not being mechanan the rice. Rabbi says, does anyone want to argue with the Chacham Tzi? I give you a shus to argue with the Chacham Tzi.
Well,
what do you mean the Baal Amor?
There's no difference between the other days and the first day. It's all one according to Baal Amor, so then you wouldn't be able to do it.
Zogt Schultz against the Chacham Tzi, a Meir de Gazach. If you explain the Lomdis of the mitzvah to be what? A Hemshech in Shivas Yomim of the first day, then that means by definition they wouldn't have been metaking it for the first day. What argument could a person say that they were metaking like the Chacham Tzvi on the first day, even though there was a pre-existing mitzvah midoraisa that exists everywhere in the world? Is only if the pasuk is two separate mitzvahs. Now you could have a rationale. This is the takana was noigei even for the first day because it's a separate mitzvah. Usmachta. The Chacham Tzvi in his psak that was noigei halacha to someone. Should he shake, even though he doesn't have the criteria to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa on the first day? On the first day is dependent on the lumdis and the machloikis, toisis and the ramban. As I zokt Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. This Chacham Tzvi will be totally on Teish and the Ramban and Gaval de Gavart. But Rabbi said there's more Malik, yeah. That was yesterday's issue. That's the Baal Amor.
If it does, then you have a problem of, you could say, like the Chacham Tzvi, that just like Tzvira's Omer, that it's totally on whether you can bring the Omer. So maybe the whole field becomes,
Even the first day?
Even the first day, because no, it's all on the
Mikdash. No, I don't think it. No, you never have. The Gemara says with Farish that the first day there's no chiyuv. It's not totally on the Mikdash. But let me go in your direction, but a little bit differently. And this is where we get into Nativ. Everybody said we're entering the world of the Nativ.
Yeah. So Rishi's also in the old city.
No, it's not.
They have a building there.
They have a building.
Why?
It started there.
That's where it started, so they... It's a summer home.
Interesting. Nativ. Where? Which building?
It's like right next to the guy.
It's between...
Isha Taira? Yeah, no, there's other... Not in Arshir. Oh, that's not true. That's not true. Naftali, you're not listening. I just said we have no Isha Taira, guys.
Oh, I know.
Moir Abayisai comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says a fascinating chiddush. Malik, listen to this. It says you find certain halachas both in the Perish Mishnayis in the third parak of Sukkah, our Perish Mishnayis on Mishnah Daf Memalek, about the difference between ruin and Beis HaMikdash, that there's a mitzvah 7 days, and in the Mikdash, and there's only a mitzvah on the first day in Gvulin, outside of the Mikdash, right? And you also find what? That there's a difference when it comes to shofar. What does the Rambam say when it comes to shofar shiner?
It says that it falls out on Shabbos.
It falls out on Shabbos, and you're in the Mikdash, then what?
Then you still blow a shofar.
You still blow a shofar. Good. The Rambam says, I'd like to define for you the Mikdash. Both of those mitzvahs. And I'm going to tell you a fascinating chiddush, which he argues with every other rishi. Rashi, the Farish, argues with this in Rosh Hashanah. Mikdash does not only mean Mikdash, says the Rambam. Mikdash means Yerushalayim. Says the Rambam, as I told you, May Hashem applies to Achilas Meiser Sheni. And since Lefnei Hashem applies to Achilas Meiser Sheni, where is Meiser Sheni allowed to be eaten?
Yerushalayim.
So you see that Yerushalayim is the Mikdash, and Lefnei Hashem
for all of these halachas, like usnachtam lefnei Hashem, and the special din of mitzvahs shaker existing and overriding even on Shabbos.
Zokpei lige bikura Yaakov the Aruch Liner and his Arist the Hilchus Sukkah. The Aruch Liner wrote a sefer on Hilchus Sukkah and Lulav, and it's quoted constantly every other page in the Mishnah Brura in Hilchus Sukkah and Hilchus Lulav. Zokpei lige bikura Yaakov from Yaakov Ettlinger. A Meiridik Achidish based on this Rambam. He says as follows, Meiridik Raboisai. Perhaps on the fourth day of Sukkis, I would like to suggest, based on Shitas HaRambam, you have a mitzvah, be the oraisa, to shake the lulav in Nitiv. Because it's in Yerushalayim, in the Iratika, in the Choymus of Yerushalayim, Moirem Raboisai. I'd like to ask you the following question. Let's say I came and I said, I'm going to the Kotel, I'm going to visit the Kotel, I'm going to go learn in the Tiv on the fourth day of Sukkot. I know, it's not heard of. On the fifth day. So now I have a cash on you, Jojo. You went on the fifth day. Did you bring your lulav and esrog? So you'll tell me, no, Rabbi. I davened in Rechavia that morning at the Groth Shul, and I already shook my lulav.
How'd you know?
Right? I already shook my lulav. Why would I take my lulav again? Why would I take my lulav again, Rabbi? That's crazy. Because you took your lulav for what? For a takon of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. But now I have another shayla. You might have a mitzvah d'oraisa that just arose when you came to see Yerushalayim. And now you should take your lulav and es.
With the
bracha. Rabbi Yisai. Shlomo Zalman was mesupik about a bracha. Good kasha. He's mesupik. No, he's mesupik. Or Rabbi Yisai, who held like this, Rabbi Yisai? Unfortunately, he's no longer around. Yashiv Zeichet Tzadik Mekadosh Lebrach. Yashiv would be makhi to leave his house in Geula with his lulav and esrog in the middle of the day and shake a lulav and esrog by the kris.
In the middle of the day.
In the kind of Kuriak Mam, I was just saying that. Actually, I was told that the government, in order not to waste Rabbi Yashiv's time, synchronized all of the lights, the traffic lights, to make sure that he did not have to. He could zoom right in, go into the Kaisel and shake, and then go back for his trip in order to be Mekayim. In order to Mekayim this mitzvah. Why was he trying to Mekayim? So Rabbi Yashiv davened that morning. The reason is, he wanted to be Mekayim, this Kikuriyak, this Chumrah, I don't know if he made it up, but Cholzamah is a Sikh, but this Kiyam of the Mitzvah of Usmakal Kiyam. Now, Rabbi Yisai, this Chiddush of the Bikuriyak that's based off of the Rambam, right? L'chayr is not going to be told on places in the Rambam, right? What? Right? No matter how you slice it, whether or not the lumdus is that they're two separate mitzvahs, or their independent mitzvahs. But everyone's going to agree that once you accept the chiddush of the Rambam, so now there is now a mitzvah d'oraisa that didn't exist when you shook at the Groth Shul. So whether it's fundamentally connected or not will not be dependent on this idea.
Yeah, but
this will be the nafkamina. It happens. You have a person that didn't take a car,
had his life one synchronized. But here's my Shiloh Rabbi Yisai. I want to know on the first day of Yom Tov, and I shook the lulav in the grush shul at 9:30.
No,
then it was earlier. Yeah, first
I,
day
went, I think I went to the Inbal.
I shook my lulav in the Inbal on the first day of Yom Tov. And now, my chaver comes to me and says, you know what, see right here, I didn't get an aliyah from the davening in the Inbal. Let's say Lutz or that. He says, Jojo, let's go to the Kaisel. Let's go to the Kaisel. To just have a little hisiris. On which day?
Shabbos.
On the first day of Yom.
Not
on
Shabbos.
The first day of Yom.
Oh,
on the first day of Yom. Should Jojo bring his lulav and esrog on the first day of Yom? Now you'll tell me, Rabbi, Jojo is already mekayim a mitzvah and atayr in the inbal. As hard as that you could imagine. Jojo is just mekayim a mitzvah and rice in the inbal, Rabbi Yisai. Why in the world would Jojo now bring it? Bish, you want me to tell me on the fifth day of Yom Tov Morty? And he shook the lulav in the grush shul, and he was only mekayim the zechel of mikdash. So zokta b'korei Yaakov, you should now schlep around your lulav to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of the Rambam. That now the entire Yerushalayim is still in force a din d'oraisa to shake the lulav bizman hazeh because it's only Yerushalayim and not on the mikdash, not like Rashi Rosh Hashanah. But on the first day, he was already mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. Mal, do you have an answer for me?
No question.
No, I want an answer. Rabbi, I'm in the middle of thought. Trying to even answer for me. Why would a person suggest that Jojo should schlep his lulav even on the first day? According to the Rambam, that it's still two separate mitzvahs, so there's a sanu d'oraisa that there is to be mekayim even on the first day. How do I know this, Rabbi Yisai? It's meduyik in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel, I read it to you yesterday. There's a mitzvah, the oraisa, to take the lulav on the first day. And then the Rambam says, and then there's a mitzvah, Bechol Yom Yom. Bechol Yom Yom means what? Also the first day. There's a separate mitzvah of what? What? But was that assuming that there was a lakachtem already? No one's ignoring that if you live on the mikdash, that you have to do a lakachtem. So you're right. I hear what Mendy's saying. So if lashon of the pasuk is more meduyik to say that applies even on the first day. But what I'm trying to tell you, according to the Baal Amor and Baal Yatosis, yeah, there's a mitzvah 7 days to take a lulav on the first day. But if you already shook in the inbal, which Tosis and the Baal Mor never heard of that place, but let's say you did shake in the inbal, according to Tosis and Baal Mor, what are you doing the kai? The rest, the Shivas Yom is just a tashlum, and just a hashlama, and just a completion of that first mitzvah. So why are you schlepping around a lulav in an esrog? If you smach them is just a continuation of the lakachtem, you already killed the lakachtem, and it's not a separate mitzvah, so don't take it again. Everyone understand the nafkamina? This machlekes Tosfos and Ramban could potentially have nafkaminas whether Jojo would schlep a lulav and esrog from the Inbal to the Yerushalayim, only if you hold like who? The Bikurei Yaakov, which I'm sure in the Tiv they hold. I know Rafina, I'm sure, this should be, by the way, you guys should all call for the next, like, fundraiser that you guys miss a week of sheer to make money for. You guys should sell this Bikurei Yaakov.
Only one day.
This Bikurei Yaakov should be, this sugya should be Netiv sugya.
So they shouldn't be left leave.
I'm not saying that I'm being hired or I'm trying to make money for this, although, whatever, we'll talk about that later. But, Vaisai, this is Netiv sugya. If I can make a slogan for Netiv, this will be their slogan. The Bikurei Yaakov. Leave the inbound and come back to you.
Yeah.
People still go to the inbound. It's still popular.
I'm not.
Waldorf.
A lot of
them. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, the sugya is not over. Comes Reisha Yerushalayim.
and says, Humphrey Shrago says,
Now, Kedusha Meir Simcha, Rabbi Yisai, you're familiar with his Svarim, wrote what Sefer al Rambam? Meir Simcha Midvinks, Hakoyim Midvinks. He wrote the Or Sameach al Rambam. He wrote what Sefer al Atayr, Rabbi Yisai? My favorite Svarim al Atayr, Rabbi Yisai? Meshach Chachma. But now I'm introducing to you a new Sefer. I don't know if I've quoted this in the years of Shir. Ezra, tell me if I'm wrong. It's the Sefer Chidushei Reb Meir Simcha al Hashas. It's a three-volume set with his Chidushim on Gemaras. Not as common Sefer, but for people who are in love with Reb Meir Simcha, wherever he says something, it's gevaldik, it's golden. Says Reb Meir Simcha, I told you guys the first Rebbe card I told Tzvi Hirsch to get. Who? Mm-hmm. So,
Or the worst. You brought it in, no?
I don't know, I remember. Okay. Oh, yeah. I did, I brought it in. Dr. Meir Simcha, this before Yaakov, Div, it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Can't be. Very nice. The Rambam held the Yivei Meister Shini in Yerushalayim. And that historically, it's true that you were able to blow shofar on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. And historically, the mitzvah of Shabbos Yomim to take the lulav was Yerushalayim. But says the Or Sameach, there was what? There was a Churban HaMikdash. And once there's a Churban HaMikdash, what? Then that status of Yerushalayim is gone. So Reish, by the way, is Reish called Reish Yerushalayim?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's
not
there. Why
are
they keeping it? So there's
a part
in Yerushalayim says that Yerushalayim was. But it's not anymore. Now it's Beit Shemesh. Yeah. But that's all historical. And now says Reish, it says Chidush Reb Meir Simcha, there is no Mila of Yerushalayim over Beit Shemesh. Sorry. Take this Bikur Yaakov, take your Rambam, and you'll know Nafkamina Lalocha. Jojo, Reisha tells you to stay in the inbound.
No.
Maybe for other reasons. It's a good taina. Zokter Meir Simche, and it's, if you guys didn't find it, Rabbi Isai, turn to this Chidusher of Mincha Shloima at the back. This is a piece of Chuvas Mincha Shloima, or Shlomo Zalman's Chuvas, that he works on it. And he quotes the Bikur Yaakov. And he quotes the Chidush of the Bikur Yaakov. Now, he says in here, and those of you who don't have the Kedusha of Meir Simcha, sorry, he quotes four tainas that the Meir Simcha had against his Kedusha of Bikur Yaakov. His first one is very strong. This is the strongest taina. What do you say? What are you wearing? And Sukkah Memala? What are Yochanan and Zakeh do? Zakeh?
Should
take the lulav
for
7 days. By the way, before I even get to this, yeah, okay. Anyone know why Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh did that? What did we start shir with? Zeichel and Mikdash. Why didn't you Zeichel and Mikdash? Tzion Dorishla, Mechlal Dvoi Drisha. You have to be Dorish. Right? Something that was a long time ago, right? Is that true? Was it a long time ago, says Rameir Simcha? If the Bikur Yaakov's right, you don't need a Drisha. So says Torah Shraga, says Reshit, obviously that was historical, and even Shita Sarambam was in the past, because then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakeh would have never made a Zeichel Mikdash, a Takana. And a Vaseri, sorry, Mandy. Oh, a few guys. Who's your Mitzer? You clever. No, I forgot my Mitzer. Rabbi said, tell Nativ that this Bikur Yaakov is not relevant for Horaya. It was a Takoda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakeh. You get it, you just don't want to get it.
Maybe.
Your box. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakeh made a Zecher HaMikdash, a Takoda Zecher HaMikdash. What do you mean a Zecher HaMikdash? The Mitzvah's in full force.
What situation?
Clearly, it's not.
In going in a dip.
Yeah, but that's very small.
We went to the Beis Hamikdash.
That's what I mean. It's no different than what would have existed in the Beis Hamikdash.
Okay. So then why could we be talking about
the
days at the same level?
It's a good time, though.
Yeah.
That's a Meir Simcha de Katayna. Zokner Meir Simcha, why was Yerushan and Ben Zakkai attacking to take the Lula for 7 days? Answer me.
Because
why?
You
answer me.
Because he's trusting that Zecher.
Zecher LeMikdash?
Yeah.
What do you need Zecher LeMikdash for? The mitzvah is in full force, but not as that.
LeMikdash
is where you have to pass around.
Kasha.
The mitzvah
even
is for the mikdash.
And so remember the actual mikdash.
Whoa, Shiner in his situation of
shining
pressure and needing to save his yeshiva came up with something to stop.
Yeshiva.
It was mechavet Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. But Rabbi said, before I get to Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, I want to quote some of the other taimas Reb Meir Simcha had. That's, in my opinion, the strongest taima. He also says that why Bizman Hazeh don't you find in Yerushalayim that they blow shofar like the Rambam? Why don't you find that they shakarava according to those that was their raisa? Rabbi has a few different times. But Rabbi said before we get to the answer of Shlomo Zalman has in defense of the Bikur Yaakov to now defend the Tibz Mahala, I want to throw in something else that you see from this Bikur Yaakov. Remember, yesterday we were very bothered by Tosfos and the Baal HaMor. What the Gemara said there, that Bizman the Beis HaMikdash, when the first day fell out on Shabbos, right, they were metaking it, the Beis. So all the Rishonim asked, why aren't they metaking the other 7 days of the Beis also? So the Baal HaMor says, what do you mean, why weren't they attacking all the days of the Beis? There's no mitzvah if it's outside the mitzvah, if it's in the Beis. And yet Tosfos does not say like that. So we didn't understand what Tosfos was talking about. Says the Aruch HaNer, perhaps Tosfos holds like Shitas HaHu, Shitas HaRambam. And there could be a mitzvah of the Beis of Shivas Yomim, because Mikdash is not just Mikdash. Mikdash is what?
Is
Yerushalayim. So perhaps even Tosfos over there held like Shitas HaRambam, and it's not just Shitas HaRambam. Aber Rabbeisai says of Shlomo Zalman, in defense of the Bikur Yaakov from the Kedusha of Meir Simcha, perhaps it's exactly what Shiner said. Ruhu Tamuah. Degam Yerushalayim Nechrava Mushbelis Ad She'ol Tachkutah. Rabbeisai. Shalayim is not what it's going to be. It's not a Mashiach. And it is still Bechurban. By the way, this reminds me of what I said. Lamaisa, those of you that go to your Shalayim, you open up Shulchan Aruch, there is a halacha that you have up there in Kriya, not on the Makom HaMikdash, but on your Shalayim.
On the walls.
I got to call Erev Yom Tov. I got a call the day before Erev Yom Tov, which was interesting, the timing of the call. So a Rebbe called me. He said he had a Talmud in Eretz Yisrael that was going to the Kaisel, and he wanted to know if he should tear Kriya. Because it's Nisan. What? Maybe you asked the Shaila to the Rebbe that called me.
No.
Okay. What? Well, the Rebbe, you asked me this question. Another time. Okay. So it was a Nisan. So he wanted to know, should he tear Kriya?
There's no Velos Nisan.
That's a shadow. That was where he was coming from. Well, Maisa, the place can say this type of says it's not Tali and Tachman, and it's still the Kriya you should. Even though, if you would have gone past Chatzos on Erev Yom Tov, then there's no Avelis on Erev Yom Tov because they already makrev the Karpesa. That's the mistake. A lot of people get up early from Shiva on Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos because they think that once Chatzos hits, that there's no more Avelis. It's not correct. Avelis goes to the entire day. You have to go up until Shabbos, and really Shabbos, there's still Avelis on Shabbos. Just publicly, we don't demonstrate Avelis. You're really not supposed to shower for Shabbos. There's still the Isurim still apply going into Shabbos. It's just that publicly we change our clothing because we're not allowed to rear ripped clothing and destroy the ambiance of Shabbos in Avelis Shekhar Hesiyah.
There's no Shabbos
But when it comes to Erev Pesach, that's different. Because Erev Pesach, there's a chag already on Erev Yom Kippur. If I had a Maisa Shahaya, I actually got to the Kaisel. Last time I was at the Kaisel, or maybe 2 times ago, so I tore Korea up. Actually, I think Rav Eisenstein helped me with the knife. I met him at the... I was wondering how the security, like, I'm checking security, they're like checking every little car that I had, and this guy's walking in with a knife. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Must be in the
So
this guy, this rope, this Israeli rope, walked up to me after the place, so he's like, I walked over to my shore and Chazanish said,
nice.
Umev, what the man? So my sales, you reminded me of that story. Fine. How was I talking? Oh, it's side. We tear Kriya Yerushalayim. We tear Kriya Yerushalayim. For that, Shulchan Aruch says you tear Kriya Yerushalayim. But many people don't tear Kriya Yerushalayim. Why not? Many people don't even care. So Rav Moshe Feinstein had a chiddush that once we were successful in the Six-Day War and we had Jewish sovereignty in the Arab Yerushalayim and it was taken over by the Jewish people, so then we don't have the Avelis in Yerushalayim, but we still have the Avelis on the Makom HaMikdash because the Mikdash is not there. Rav Soloveitchik, or Shachter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, disagreed with Rav Moshe. There's a lumdish amount of flavors. So Vejic held that the Kriya in Yerushalayim is not a function of sovereignty. That might be the Bacha is such a Svara when it comes to Arei Yehuda, like Chevron, when you go to those areas, which is also a din in Shulchan Aruch, but might not be no Gevis Manazeh because the Bacha says we got those areas and now we have sovereignty over there and therefore it changed. But Yerushalayim, said Rav Soloveitchik, a lumdish chiluk. Yerushalayim's distinction in halacha is all a function of what? Kedushas Mikdash. And if there's no Mikdash, and there's Avelis and Kriya by Mikdash, then there's going to be the same Avelis and Kriya in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, Mikdash is Yerushalayim.
Right, exactly. It's a riot to the Rav. So if that's the case, so the Rav thought there would be a Din Kriya on both Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, but Ramesha obviously disagreed, and that's the Nafkamina Lalacha about this. So it says Rav Shlomo Zalman similarly over here. It's not in its future godless, it wasn't built up to what it's going to be, and we also, Ramesha, Chas V'Shalom could still lose Yerushalayim, what we gained in the Six-Day War. And therefore, Vachakom Razal, Lashla Yerushalayim, Shizkal Takana, in the Kushit, Ashiyobu Gol Tzedek, Yivna, Mikdash, Vestaber, and therefore, Yochanan and Zakkai is Boi Drisha until Mashiach comes, would still be applicable and it would still be no Geha. Rabbi Isai, look at the other answers. He has answers for every single Taina that Rabbi Meir Simcha had about the shofar, that it wasn't a specific place, it wasn't everywhere in Yerushalayim, so therefore it's not a Kasha. But if Shlomo Zalman held, like Rabbi Yashiv, that Bizman HaZeh, there would be a Chiyav D'Oraisa. Now, the lumpus will be, what will be the implications on the first day, and what will be the implications on
so
the
every
other
day.
Say that. Every day, the first day, will be totally, L'Chaira, I think, between the Taisis and the Rambam.
Does that mean that on the first day, if it falls out on Shabbos, the guys in the Tiv should shave a little in their rooms?
No. Why not? That's what there is in the time. Very nice. Odiction. Listen to this, Gimel. The Habalel is Chayav Benetilas Lulav, the Shabbos, the Yoyim HaRishon, Gam Bizman HaZeh. Why sit down? Oh, sorry. The Chol Mokom Sheshlucha Geishu Magir. The Rambam tells us that even in the Zman HaMikdash, where the Gemara said we canceled all Lulav, even on the first day, there was one exception. Areas where the Shluchei Basin were able to get to, they would still shake lulav, says the Rambam, Bizman HaBayis. So what the Gemara cancels out on Mem Gimel and says, since we're not became a Kfiyah D'Yarcha, we changed not only us, we changed Eretz Yisrael.
says the Rambam, with the exception of areas that HaBezdin Magiyim, Shluchei Bezdin Magiyim. So asks Rav Meir Simcha, in Netiv, what Shluchei Bezdin can't get to Netiv? It takes 2 seconds. Avada, there should be Shiner's Kasha. There should be a mitzvah min HaTorah b'zman hazeh, according to the Rambam, that what? That if it's close in proximity to the Shluchei Bezdin, Avada, they should get it. He says because the fact that we're going to look like two different minhagim, that's only in areas that it's not clear and that the Shluchei Beis Din don't get it. The whole day nul olam of Shabbos b'zman hazeh b'makom Shluchei Beis Din again. Hain mishum shebegoyle she'en b'kiyim b'kviyah diyarcha ein nito v'lo yemichzik b'beis tayrus. It's going to look like two tayrus, says the Rambam. Aval b'zman shoye b'beis amin d'shay kayim hoye noylem b'chol mokom Shluchei Beis Din again, says the Rambam. Batam can the fair sharam the delatka bishkar bis amigdash a mikdash lidlos bow. I was much bis amigdash a yakayam a mikdash lidlos bow. Then came of divrei abikure Yaakov, came in the nito of Yerushalayim, make a shop and lemisli bow. So in the tiv they should shake on Shabbos on the first day. Umay time I asked for Meir Simcha bis manazeh, a noitlin lula bis Shabbos in the tiv, the cholmakum shashlucha magiyim shom, shiner, Meir Simcha's kasha. Ach ein ze pella, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, so people knew, that place that's still shaking, because the Beis Din are Megiyah, that's because they're close to the Mikdash. And it's not going to cause confusion. But when there is no Mikdash, Avala Achara Churban, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Lo Mevinim Kolkach. They're not going to know to differentiate. Like every Reishit and Mevaserik guy is going to say, I'm better than the Tiv. So why are they shaking the lulav and not me? And they're not going to know, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, to differentiate. No, that's a place that the Beis Din Megiyim. No, they would only think like that when the Beis HaMikdash stood. Now when the Beis HaMikdash doesn't stand, now they're going to say, our yeshivas are the same, if not the opposite. Like all you guys fight like little kids. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, b'zman hazeh, you're not going to have the Chiyav and Rav Meir Simcha's Taina. His Gufa, that was his second Taina against the Bikur Yaakov. Shlomo Zalman says, no, once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, since people won't be able to draw the line of demarcation and understand why they're different because of their close proximity, because there is no Mikdash, so therefore we're not going to allow them to shake even in Netiv when the first day falls out on Shabbos. Shekol HaKrovim Nigrar Machar Yishlayim V'chinol Rak V'Yishlayim Shabbos Manazeh V'lo B'charit Yisrael. And therefore, said Rav Shlomo Zalman, that would not be a taina. Rav Meir Simcha has another taina about a Rava in the Beis HaMikdash that's a little bit more detail we're not going to get into. The boy side, but it all emanates from the lungs. The voices, the man, the beautiful.